Prime Minister Theresa May says she does not want to see a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic after Brexit. She also says she does not want a customs border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. Mrs. May says under her plans, 80% of firms would face no new customs checks on the border, and other checks would be simplified. However, the Simon Coveney cast doubt on Mrs. May's plans for a soft border. The SDLP MLA Claire Hanna with us today. Morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Stephen.
Morning. And the businessman Erwin Armstrong. Morning to you, Erwin.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Claire.
So Claire, how do you think this would work? What Theresa May is saying here: no new customs checks on the border for 80% of firms, and other checks would be simplified. Claire.
Well, I don't think it would work in the format she's suggesting, which is what the problem is. And I want to say, firstly, the SDLP doesn't want to see any borders on these islands. That's why we, you know, fought our guts out against Brexit and cautioned well in advance of the referendum and since that it wouldn't be possible to have a hard Brexit and not have a border somewhere. Unfortunately, and she's been asked and asked and asked for more detail for the last 18 months, we don't think there is a technological solution to this. Trusted traders and so on can sign up and number recognition plates, but I think people here know, you know, smugglers aren't going to fill in their form. Smugglers aren't necessarily going to keep their license plate clean to be tracked at the border. And there are other issues around compliance. So unfortunately, we don't think it's going to work. And for nearly 2 years, Theresa May has been asked for the detail of how she thinks this kind of technological border would work. And she doesn't seem to know either.
Erwin?
Well, I think that one of the most telling things that came out of the EU paper was they neglected to mention in any detail their own internal report from last November, which covered all these things. And the point that they had done a survey around the world, and their conclusion at the end of it all is it could work. Now, I'm not going to argue the case as to whether they're right or Theresa May is right. I got involved in this Brexit debate way back in November 2015. And in the first speech I made there, and it was in Uri, is there will not be 2 mile tailbacks of lorries at the border. There is no need for it. I was laughed at then and told I was mad. But I think things have proved since that it is not mad. There are ways of doing it. And we've got to take into context there are two parts of Brexit. One is, should the United Kingdom leave the EU? People have differing opinions. Some say yes, some say no. And then there is the relationship between Southern Ireland and Northern Ireland, which is a different matter in the context And what we are looking at today is what is the smoothest way of doing this. And I think people lose sight of the fact that, you know, somewhere between 80 and 100 billion a year is the differential between what we import from the EU and what we export to them. We lose sight of the fact that the UK is Germany's biggest trading partner within the EU. And, you know, it is in everybody's interest to get something to work. Sitting on the sidelines, carping and saying, oh, it won't work, this won't work, that won't work. It's much better if everybody got in and said, right, what will we do to make this work? I don't want to see a border. I mean, I drive up and down very frequently to the airport. Our company exports into Southern Ireland, so I have no interest in seeing anything at the border. But we have to take both pictures into context.
Claire?
Well, we certainly haven't lost sight of any of those volumes of trade that cross any of those axes, and it is about protecting all them. Erwin, can you give me an example of anywhere where they're not in the same customs union and they're not in the single market where they have a frictionless border?
Frictionless is a term.
Frictionless is what Theresa May promised the border would be on this island.
What she actually has promised it will be as frictionless as possible.
Well, tell me about the most frictionless border you know.
Certainly a border I've crossed quite a few times is the one between Canada and the US. Where
it's not frictionless.
No, I didn't say it was frictionless. I'm saying it's an example of a border which is about 3,000 miles long and the volume of trade crossing that every day. You know, what we're talking about is $4 billion a year. Over there, I don't know the exact figure, but it's hundreds of billions a year across that border. And it doesn't cause any problems. You know, we export around the world, and we don't have difficulties exporting around the world. We make a stamp here or a piece of paper there. That's not what we're looking at.
It does cause problems. Absolutely, you're right. There are systems in place for the volumes of trade. But if you're one of the, for example, 30,000 people who cross the border every day for work, you're not going to be prepared to sit and wait and show your papers. And the fact is, there's a
reversal
A reversal of all this now. Well, look, you know, there's going to be a bit of a border, and there's going to be some waits, and there's going to be some checking, and you might have to carry some papers. There was insurance given in advance of the referendum that there wouldn't be a border. And, you know, this is still all very, very vague, and you're pointing, and anybody who has seen that border or who wants to go and Google it now, and will see that the border between the US and Canada is A, not frictionless, has long delays, and B, has an enormous amount of infrastructure around it in terms of the technology, in terms of the checking points, and with the best will in the world, even if there was an agreement to build that infrastructure, and there most certainly is not, it's not going to be done.
Yeah, but Claire, if a solution isn't found, are we not heading for a hard Brexit?
But that is absolutely a fear that I have, but that was, we were promised that we wouldn't be, and that's why the backstop agreement in December, which Theresa May signed up to, that said that if there was a hard Brexit, then there would be, at a minimum, alignment across this island to prevent the border scenario that we're talking about. Now they've gone back on that when the detail was fleshed out on Tuesday. And I can understand the anxiety some people would feel around the draft agreement that was kind of fleshed out on Tuesday, but that's partly because a lot of people are hyping it up and using fear and implying that it's some sort of an annexation. And those same people might want to answer the question, how are you telling us that a border can be seamless and frictionless and absolutely nothing to worry about on the island, but it's something dreadfully to worry about down the Irish Sea? That just doesn't add up.
Here's Michael and Finnegy. Morning, Michael.
Messages.
I think what could happen is both war borders will attract international gangsters to push their products both ways. It'll end up becoming a war of technology. It'll be a digital war. And the two states, Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, will have their economies drained by setting up securitization systems to defeat these technocrats that have got international gangster money behind them. And as they fight that war, the other side fight back, because they have the digital know-how just as much as anybody else. So what you'll not have a hard border. You'll have a digital technical border, and it'll be full-on warfare of a type never known before.
What do you mean, never known before?
Sorry, Stephen, if I could make a point here. Even under the worst of circumstances, which is WTO, the average duty is 2%. Where are these gangsters going to make their money on 2%?
You know, what's 2%? The average duty is on 2%, but it'll be closer to 5% an average duty on any of the agriculture products, which form the vast, vast, vast bulk of trade across the border.
James is in Glengormley. Morning, James.
Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, James.
Can we not just talk about the real issue, okay? The economics of it, it's important. It's not the main reason. The symbolism around that border, the hope that came after GFA, that's what is important.
Yeah.
An array of cameras at Killeen, right? It's the symbolism. Why can't we just get down to the crux of the matter and debate that? What the DUP want is a gun and a flag. That's it.
Look, that to be honest, that's not a constructive comment either. I mean, the fact is, I agree, this is one of the real tragedies of Brexit. It has forced issues around allegiance and identity and the Constitution into politics when we needed to be getting on with a lot of other issues. So I don't want it to be about just the symbolism. It is about the practical realities of people. And it is about the fact, yes, that those of us of an Irish identity were promised through the Good Friday Agreement unhindered access to the rest of the island. But if we can get on to the practicalities, because there are people who want to make it a proxy border poll, who want to make anybody who's voting Remain you know, that some sort of aggressive nationalist than anybody who voted to leave is the opposite. And the fact is, the vote was very clearly in favour of Remain, but that was a cross-community vote, and this is about everybody's economic interests. So I take your point. It is about, a lot of it is about the symbolism of a hard border going up, but there are practicalities here to be sorted out, and there are many political interests who would love us all to be talking about guns and flags and not about the realities of trade and jobs and just the quality of life.
Thomas this morning. Very quickly, Thomas. Morning.
Hi, Dennis. I think the use of the term border and hard border is getting through about far too much. And the bottom line is there is a border there at the minute where you have to change your currency when you're going down south. There's also criminal gangs already bringing stuff back and forward. This isn't about anything. Not one single person from the EU, the British government, Sinn Féin, DUP, none of them, the Irish government, none of them have said that they want the Brits back there controlling the border. What they're talking about is people checking for livestock going across the border, goods going across back and forward. And why wouldn't somebody want that? Why wouldn't people want their stuff checked going from north to south? The hype that they're putting on is if the Brits are coming back and they're going to do this, that and the other. This is all about trade and stuff going back and forward.
Thomas, thank you very much. Claire, nice to talk to you. Erwin, thank you.